fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones and refrain from texting for the duration of the public hearing. Microphones. Please be reminded to use your microphones when speaking so that you are recorded for the official record. Roll call. Allen. Archer. Bartels. Belfilio. Briggs. Donaldson. Fabiano. Gerentine. Green. Gregorius. Litz. Lopez. Lauren. Mayo. Maloney. Parody John. Parody Richard. Provenzano. Roberts. Rodriguez. Ronk. Waro. Wishnick. 16 present, 7 absent. Tonight's public hearing is being conducted to satisfy the public participation requirement for an application to the Community Development Block Grant Program, CDBG. There is one speaker signed up, and that is Bert Samuelson.
Good evening. My name is Bert Samuelson. I'm with the county's planning department. I'm going to give a brief overview of the work done for the Ulster County Housing Rehabilitation Program Phase 3. This is the latest program funded by a community development block grant to have its housing rehabilitation work completed. Work was completed by March of last year, 2014. In total, $615,000 in rehabilitation and related work was completed. 23 households across the county had work done, one more than what was proposed in the grant application. These households have 45 people in total, 8 of whom are elderly. 5 of the households were made accessible for those with physical disabilities. The town of Saugerties had the most households participate in the program with 7. Next were the towns of Ulster and Woodstock with 3, Plattekill and the village of Saugerties each had 2. And rounding out everything out, Ellenville, the town of New Paltz, Esopus, Gardner, Rochester, and Rosendale each had 1 household. The home in Rosendale is an example of just how much of an impact such a program can have on the quality of life in the county. The major project in this home was refurbishing its basement. Sounds mundane, except the basement was ground zero for a mold problem. The home's air quality was very poor because of this. Moisture seeped in from the outside and saturated basement walls. To improve the air quality, the family had a routine they established of airing out the house by opening windows and doors. The work of RUPCO through the contractor it hired solved this problem. Work wasn't just done on the interior of the house, but also to the lawn to change the drainage pattern. This is a more recent example of how these CDBG-funded programs improve the quality of life for people in Ulster County. Thank you.